This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll dive into the Aaron Rodgers interview with Kenny Mayne last night on the Mothership. Also, Julio Jones' interview, air quotes, on Fox Sports with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. You can get in touch with the program a variety of ways. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, Celtics-Nets tonight, Lakers-Suns tonight, Mavericks-Clippers tonight, Bucks rolled over the Heat last night, and the Nuggets even their series with the Blazers last night. But it's a big night for professional basketball in Los Angeles. The Lakers and Clippers both dropping game one of their opening round series. That's not a big deal to be down 0-1. But it's how they lose that has to have people at least concerned a little bit. Anthony Davis needs a big night. He came out after his forgettable performance in game one against the Suns and said, hey, it's on him. He was 5 of 16. He scored just 13 points. But you now have the Clippers. The Clippers lose at home. That's different. You know, the Lakers losing in Phoenix, I'm not surprised. Now, I won't be surprised if they win tonight. I'd be surprised if they lose tonight. I'd be surprised if the Clippers lost tonight. But this is a team that struggled in the bubble last season. Playoff P, Paul George started out cold, played a little bit better. But for some reason, you got two of the best wing defenders in basketball, or so I'm reminded. And nobody can guard Luka Doncic. Lakers and Clippers entered the postseason with the second and third best Vegas odds to win the title. Losing game one, not the end of the world. Losing game two, that's a big problem for either team in Southern California. But it might be a bigger issue for the Clippers because they're at home against the Dallas Mavericks. The Lakers, yes, you go down 0-2 against Phoenix. And as I've said and reminded you, I want to play the Lakers. I don't want to, but if I do and I have to, I want to play them early. And Phoenix jumped on top and never let the Lakers get into a rhythm there. You're holding them under 100 points. Go back to, we talked about this during the regular season. Defense is a rumor. Like, it's optional. But when you get to the postseason, this gets real. And it got real for the Lakers against the Phoenix Suns. But this is the Suns' moment. Nobody talked about you seriously during the regular season. It's like, oh, the Phoenix Suns, what a cute story. Chris Paul, yeah, maybe MVP conversation. This is a series. Chris Paul really needs. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. But when you think of Chris Paul, he has bounced around a little bit the last couple of seasons. This might be his last stop. This could be a big moment. Big moment for this franchise. You take down LeBron and company. And yes, is there an asterisk by this that LeBron's not 100% and Anthony Davis? Sure. Phoenix Suns don't care about that asterisk. They just want to win. They don't care about the LeBron-Michael Jordan conversation. They want to win. It's been a long time. But the Phoenix Suns won't go quietly because it starts with Chris Paul. It's a talented team, but it's a team that, when healthy, the Lakers should beat. But a big game coming up tonight. And for the Clippers, you just wonder, is it ever going to click for the Clippers where they go, hey, we're supposed to be really good? And if you're the Dallas Mavericks, you've already got one win. Let's see if they put the clamps on Luka. Now, do I expect Dallas to win tonight and that supporting cast to be great like it was in game one? I don't. But with the Clippers, there's always a seed of doubt there. It just is. Recently, historically, they're the Clippers. And until I see otherwise, that's what I'm going to feel. That's what I'm going to think. Can you show up in a big moment? Lakers have to do it tonight. So do the Clippers. Got a poll question for me, McLevin. By the way, check out the new merch. Got some great t-shirts there. The thumbs up for Phil making history this weekend. New Meat Friday shirts are homage to the position of tight end. You can pick up some Bang biscuits there for your dog. DanPatrick.com. What do you have, McLevin?
I have one that's going to make people mad.
All right.
Because I know in the cards there are a lot of Lakers fans listening, and I wrote this up this morning.
All right.
Is there any chance the Lakers lose game two to the Suns tonight? The options are no and no.
Mm.
Because I watched the Nuggets just turn around and come out like a different team last night against the Blazers. I feel like you're going to see a lot of reversals from game one.
Are you guaranteeing a Laker win tonight, McLevin?
Well, I would, but when you say that in the Dan Patrick Show studio, that means there's an awful consequence on the other side often. Because that's how you operate. If you let the data guarantee anything, we have to pay the price if it doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, there should be consequences.
I am guaranteeing a win.
Okay. That means you'll get a pie.
Yes.
Okay. How about, okay, what do you get if you're right?
I don't even need anything.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No. I'm willing to. You know,
How about this? You get to pick the menu for Meat Friday.
Yes.
Okay. And you have to cook it as well.
Bad for you. That's a loss for you guys.
Get to pick the menu. Okay.
Get used to the word organic. Okay. The Lakers lost game one to the Blazers last year in the opening series. Yeah. I like that. I have some football polls. Do you want to wait to get to those? Or do you have some other NBA options?
Well, then we'll do some more NBA options.
Question. Right. Does Jokic's first two games in the playoffs make you think that he deserves the MVP?
Yeah, I didn't need two games in the playoffs. He was the best player, most consistent player this year. I mean, he had 38 last night.
Did you expect him to come out like this? He's been unstoppable in the first two games.
Yeah, Portland doesn't have an answer for him. I mean, he's shooting 75% from the floor. Look, he's not in this highlight era. You know, we want, oh my gosh, and the Joker doesn't give you, oh my gosh. He doesn't give you wow. And people have a problem with this for some reason. He's just, he's great. He's a great player. That's it. And if, you know, they look at Steph Curry, yes, he's truly exciting. Joel Embiid, okay, a little more exciting than the Joker, but the Joker was consistent. He played every game. Like, that used to be... That's what you were supposed to do. You used to play every game. Now we reward you. Like, oh my God, he played every game. It's when you didn't play every game. We're like, what's wrong with you? You only played like 81 games out of 82. You all right? You only played 80. What else do you have, McLevin?
Are you convinced that the Milwaukee Bucks are ready to now take the next step, the famed next step?
Well, they have to beat the Nets eventually. I did pick the Milwaukee Bucks to go to the NBA Finals.
I saw that.
Yeah. So
You feel good about the Heat
sure.
down 0-2?
No.
Oh, your voice went up when you said sure.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Did you know Bryn Forbes and Pat Connaughton was going to be this good?
Bryn Forbes.
Yeah, who are these dudes raining threes on the Heat's head last night?
Yeah, that was kind of surprising that Milwaukee was able to shoot threes last night against the Miami Heat. Talking about the Heat. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond for their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. What else do you have, McLevin?
Are we ready to just dive into the pool that is Aaron Rodgers?
Let me play the audio here. This is Aaron Rodgers last night on the mothership. It was Kenny Mayne's final show. Kenny and Aaron Rodgers are buddies. And here is a portion of that interview.
Are you demanding a trade?
With my situation, look, it's never been about, never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way.
All right, Rodgers didn't answer the question, but Kenny did say, are you demanding a trade? And Aaron wanted to make this about Kenny last night. Then he talked about, basically, as I've been saying for how many months now, Green Bay bet on Aaron Rodgers not being great this past season.
A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that. But look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau being owner and founder to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Well, why would you leave a situation like that? Teammates, coaching staff, people, legacy. If it's just about one guy, is it about the GM not calling you to say, we're drafting your replacement? Would that help things? Would Aaron Rodgers be in this situation if Brian Gutekunst, the GM, gave him a heads up? Is that what this is? Because it feels like that's what it is. And yes, he does have a problem with them drafting a quarterback. Hey, you love Jordan Love. Okay. If I said you can magically make him disappear, what would Aaron Rodgers say? Yes. Now what do you do? And look, Kenny did an interview how Kenny does an interview. I can only tell you how I would have approached it, and it's different. But Kenny was having fun. It's his last show. But I just want to know, okay, how do you rectify the situation? Aaron, how do you make this better? How do you make it so you want to stay? And Aaron was coming on really to do a solid for Kenny. But by doing a solid for Kenny, give him a nugget. Do you want out? If you don't, how do we salvage this? Because is it just Brian Gutekunst? That's it? So you're going to get rid of teammates, tradition, fans because of one guy? Yeah, they drafted your replacement. Well, you're a competitor, so continue to be great. Then Jordan Love doesn't play. I think Rodgers is staying. Haven't wavered off of that, but I haven't heard anything really to the contrary that says, oh, he's definitely going to be traded. I think he likes to be able to say, I'm going to make you guys twist in the wind a little bit. You guys wasted a draft pick and you bet against me. Well, I understand what the Packers are doing or what they did, because I go back to what I was told the night the draft that the Colts were interested in Jordan Love. The Packers traded up. They didn't want to lose Jordan Love. Rodgers had been average. 25 touchdowns, 26 touchdowns. And they thought if he has another one of those seasons, they're going to make the transition to Jordan Love. But at some point, the Packers have to say, all right, okay. We bet against you, Aaron. But what do you do? You're going to keep Jordan Love on the roster? Are you going to keep Ryan Gutekunst? Packers can't acquiesce to Aaron Rodgers like this. You can't say, hey, we're going to fire the GM. We're going to reassign the GM. You can't do that as an organization. But there's this quarterback empowerment that's going on because of Tom Brady. We saw Deshaun Watson wanted involved in the coaching interview process. Russell Wilson wanted to be seated at the table to talk about what improvements need to happen, players we need to bring in. And now Aaron Rodgers. But this started with Tom Brady. I mean, Brady got kicked to the curb by the Patriots. What an ideal situation. He had no power in New England. Now he goes to Tampa. All he did is bring in Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski. That's not exactly player empowerment. Plus, Tampa didn't have to trade anything. If you trade for Rodgers, you got to give up some stuff. And if you go to another, why would Rodgers want to go to a team that has to, is not very good, and now they just gave up draft picks, so you're not going to get better. This is the best place for him to win a championship. I think that Aaron is enjoying this. I think it's where, you know, I would have had that MVP with me last night. Not my fiance. I would have had the MVP there with me. I'd wear it around my neck, a chain. I'd be holding it, hugging it, just to remind the Packers. Hey, and this comes down to who? Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst. Murphy's the CEO. There's no owner. The fans own it. So who's he mad at? And if you want out, then say you want out. You had national stage. You could do what Julio Jones did. Maybe if Kenny Mayne had called up Aaron Rodgers and then not told him he was on the air and just said, hey, you want to get started? You want out of there? Yeah, I'm out of here. By the way, we're on SportsCenter. Then there was that topic yesterday. Shannon Sharp with Julio Jones. Now, first of all, it starts with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. They are discussing Julio Jones. Shannon, who has a great relationship with Julio Jones, and this is how it started on Undisputed on Fox Sports 1.
Julio wants to go to Dallas.
No, Julio wants to stay in Atlanta.
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
How do you know? They want to get rid of him. By all accounts, they want him out. They're done.
You want me to call and ask him?
We'll ask him. Yes, I do.
I'll call him right now on the air.
Put him on.
I'll call
him. Let's ask him if he wants to play for America's team.
Okay, so there's the setup. I don't know if Julio Jones is in on this. But also, if you heard Shannon Sharp say, Skip, of course, thinks everybody wants to go to Dallas. How can we get the Cowboys in a conversation? And then Shannon says, no, he doesn't want out of Atlanta. That's the thing that's lost in all of this. Shannon says, no, he doesn't want out. And then here's the conversation.
What's going on, bro?
Man, nothing much. About to go meet up with my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, look. You want to go to the Cowboys, Julio? Or you want to stay in Atlanta?
Oh, man. No, I'm out of there, man.
He's out of there.
Ideally, where would you like to go?
Right now, I want to win.
Okay. Well, don't go to Dallas. If you go, you ain't winning in Dallas, Julio.
Listen, come on, man. You already know. I know.
Okay.
Can you remind him who we're on television?
Ask
right
him
now?
Why I wore the Dallas.
Listen. You know how people is, man, with all that going right on with the picture?
Yeah.
And all that stuff like that.
Okay.
Man, I ain't never been on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's good enough. Yeah. Julio, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling me back. We on air, but I appreciate you calling me, Dolph.
Okay. Jenny Taft is saying, like, are you telling him we're on the air? That's mid-interview. Because given the conversation, language by Julio Jones, I don't think Julio knows he's on the air. It's certainly not clear. We ask for some clarity from Fox Sports and haven't heard anything. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, we asked and a couple other media critics asked Fox Sports to clarify if Julio Jones knew he was on the air before he went on the air, and there was no response whatsoever. And the clip, actually, the show Undisputed,
yeah,
they don't have the clip posted on their clips of the day on their Twitter feed.
The
they
recap?
Have, they have 30 other clips, but not the Julio Jones one.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't think that he realized that he was on the air, but it's certainly in question here. But I think most media outlets don't care if Julio knew he was on the air. It's the story of he wants out that you can run with. Because now you can speculate on how many teams. Well, New England having internal discussions. You know what internal discussions are? That's where you sit around and you probably go, let's say you're part of the coaching staff. You're sitting around in New England. You go, do you guys hear about Julio Jones? Yeah, does he want out? Yeah, that's why I'm here and he wants out. Really? Like, what's Atlanta want for Julio Jones? Remember that catch he had against us in the Super Bowl? Man, that almost set up the game-winning field goal. Yeah, yeah. What are they asking for? I don't know. Shefty said, you know, they want a first-round pick.
Internal discussion.
That's an internal discussion. Like, if you didn't talk about Julio Jones, I would wonder about you. Like, what else do you do? You're the Patriots. You haven't had an A receiver since Randy Moss. Of course you'd be talking about it. But does that mean Belichick's going, we got to somehow find a way to get Julio Jones. Let's come up with a trade-off here. No. I'm going to guess an internal discussion is, hey, what else are you hearing? Oh, yeah. Did you watch Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Mayne? Yeah. Did he say anything? Nah, not really. Like, that's new. They're having internal discussions about Aaron Rodgers. That's how this works. But look, you're supposed to give somebody a heads up just so they know, and then you don't catch them off guard. That's all. Now, was it good TV? Yes, it was good TV. But if Julio knew it, we even called his representative just to find out, did he know it? And we didn't even get a response back. And plus, I think this was a good day for the Falcons, because the Falcons can now do what the Lions did with Matthew Stafford. We're open for business. Come on in. He doesn't want to be here. We're not the bad guys. He wants out of here. All offers, come on in, because on June 1st, we're trading Julio Jones. Have your internal discussions. Coming up next, we'll talk to the great insider, Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. Mike Florio a little bit later on as well. We'll get phone calls, emails. We'll get to poll question. We'll settle on that and our play of the day. A lot of things to get to. Glad you're part of the program. 22 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. It feels like every time I talk to you about LifeLock, I'm telling you about something bad that happens. Well, that's why you need LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day, because we put so much information out there. It's out there on the internet. You don't even realize it sometimes, where you're like, oh, let me give you my credit card or my social security number. And LifeLock will help detect a wide range of identity threats. And you don't want to be reacting after the fact. Be proactive here, because people lose their identity and it takes years for them to get it back. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, but keep what's yours with LifeLock. LifeLock by Norton. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code Patrick at 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. If your social security number is on the internet or you've been potentially compromised, they'll send you an alert. A dedicated restoration specialist will help you if you become a victim. LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. As Seton pointed out during the commercial break, there might be legal reasons why this hasn't been confirmed, that the interview with Julio Jones in Fox Sports with Shannon Sharp wasn't cleared beforehand, because in California, where that show is taped, you can't tape somebody illegally. Let's bring in Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. Do want to let you know, Albert, that you are live on the show right now.
Thanks for the heads up. Okay. I appreciate
Just want to let you
know. So everything's nice and legal here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think most members of the media don't really care about sort of these details behind the scenes. Did Julio Jones know he was on the air or not? Fans don't care. They just want to know, well, where's he going to go here? So let me at least touch on what happened here with Julio Jones and Shannon Sharp. Do you think Julio knew he was on the air live?
I don't think he knew. You know, just digging around a little bit yesterday, I really got the sense, based on the way some things went down, that he didn't know. And honestly, I mean, without having inside knowledge of exactly the way that went down between Shannon and Julio, we have 10 years of track record on Julio, Dan. I mean, like, does that seem a little out of character? Like, he is such a private guy. And, like, the fact that they were able to keep this quiet for 2.5 months, why would you just blurt that out? Like, it just, the whole thing smelled funny when it happened. And the more I dig around, the more it's sort of, it just seems to have confirmed the fact that he didn't fully know that what he was saying was going out to a national television audience. And I think if you listen to the conversation, it sounds like casual conversation between a couple guys on the phone.
I think we heard about, there were whispers around the draft that Julio Jones could be traded. I think the night of the draft, we thought that maybe there's a chance that he could be traded. But now you fast forward this to go, okay, if you're the Falcons, I view this as a Matthew Stafford moment. Like, hey, we're open for business. He wants out. And if you want to make us an offer, we're not the bad guys moving on from Julio Jones. But I also go back to their draft strategy here. If you're letting Julio go, you're bringing in Kyle Pitts, but you still have Matt Ryan. That's where I wondered, why not just do a total reset? And I know you still have Matt Ryan for a year at least, but you could have drafted the quarterback. So there's a lot to kind of unpack here.
Because I think that they feel like they're close enough where they can compete right now with the core players they have, even absent Julio. Hmm. And if you look, like, I mean, Deion Jones, really good middle linebacker. Jake Matthews, really good left tackle. Calvin Ridley, potentially a number one receiver. They've poured a lot of first-round picks into that offensive line. I think you can see where the new guys in charge there, the GM Terry Fontenot and the coach Arthur Smith, feel like we can win right now and we can do maybe what Andy Reid did in Kansas City, where we can build around a veteran quarterback for the first few years, be competitive year in and year out, and then eventually pick our spot when there's a quarterback out there that we really like in the draft and get aggressive and go and get him. But I do think job number one for them going into this offseason was cleaning up the salary cap, and that's how this whole thing began. They really have five players that have got gigantic contracts on their roster, and that's, you know, Ryan, Julio, Deion Jones, Jake Matthews, and Grady Jarrett. And they've already restructured three of those guys. So, you know, Ryan, Deion Jones, and Jake Matthews are in for 2021. The question then becomes, where do you find space going forward? Do you want to keep pushing money forward? So what's already going to be a 2022 problem becomes a 2023 problem. And I just think when you add the fact that Julio quietly lodged that request through his agent in early March, you can kind of add things up where you say, okay, the Falcons were looking for cap relief. Here's a guy who doesn't want out. The other guys want in. Let's build going forward as if we're going to win right now, knowing that there's one big, big piece of the puzzle that's probably going to come out.
Who should call the Falcons today?
Doesn't it make all the sense in the world that this could be the olive branch to Aaron Rodgers? it's just, and their cap is an issue and everything else, but here's the thing with the Packers and Aaron, I think they're in a little bit of a tough spot because a lot of this, and I think we talked about this last week, goes back to last year. The communication of the Jordan Love pick was poor between the team and Rodgers. That created hard feelings. I think the fact that the Packers have largely stood pat as far as veteran acquisitions this offseason rubbed him the wrong way. He wants them to build the way that the Bucs have built around Brady. Well, if you really want Aaron back in, you know, you figure it's tough to prove to him that you're going to build a different way at this juncture in the offseason. And now that opportunity is sitting there for you, right? Now, maybe you mortgage a couple of contracts. You do some things that you haven't done in the past to bring in a star player and give Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones to play opposite Devontae Adams. If you're the Packers and you really, really want Aaron Rodgers back in and you feel like you're in a 2 or 3 year window to compete for championships, what better olive branch than to get Aaron Rodgers back in than to go acquire Julio Jones?
How about this? You trade Jordan Love for Julio Jones.
That's perfect, right? And then the Falcons have a guy they can develop on their roster, right? I mean, like now all of a sudden
this was easy. About, okay, Albert, like, we solved this. This is
we just solved two major problems. Julio Jones is a Packer. Aaron Rodgers is back in. The Falcons have their quarterback of the future. We just talked for 5 minutes and solved everything that we just talked about in 20 seconds.
That was easy. That was easy. What was the big takeaway from Aaron Rodgers' interview last night?
That you have to decode everything, which I think, you know Aaron well enough, Dan, that you have to decode everything that he says. And I think when he says it's about the people, you know, he's pointing back to the communication issues that there have been over the last year and a half. And, you know, I hate to keep harping on it. I don't think it's as much about the Jordan Love pick itself as it is the way it happened, how it caught him off guard, how he found out about it while they're on the clock. I just think that could have been handled better. And I think there are people in the Packers organization that would concede that to you. I think going forward, you know, now his radar's up and it's okay. Well, how are you going to show me that this is about maximizing my window? And the fact that, again, they stood pat from a veteran acquisition standpoint over the course of the last 3 or 4 months, I'm sure rubs him the wrong way. And so, you know, I think it's just, it's two trains on different tracks right now, and it's how you kind of bring those two together to get everybody kind of pointing in the same direction. The Packers have built a certain way for 30 years, and they're principled about it, and it's worked for them. They've been a consistent contender over 3 decades. And you have a quarterback now that's, you know, looking at himself and saying, I'm on a 2 or 3 year timetable, and I want to go compete for championships right now. And oh, by the way, that team down in Tampa is building much more aggressively than my team is. And that's what I'm going to be up against in the NFC over the next couple of years. And so I think so much of this boils down to whether or not the Packers are willing to change the way they've done business for the last 30 years, which is a very, very difficult thing for any organization to consider.
What would you have asked Aaron last night?
I would have asked him more direct questions about the team president and the general manager. I don't think the issue was ever Matt LaFleur. And listen, I understand this is Kenny Mayne's farewell show, and he can handle it any way he wants. So I'm not being critical of Kenny in any way. But I do think the crux of the issue here is, like the way that the front office has handled things. And really, you know, if you want to, you know, point to the two guys that swing the biggest sticks, in the front office, it's the team president, Mark Murphy, and the general manager, Brian Gutekunst. So I think once you got past him saying, I don't have a problem with the coaching staff, I don't have a problem with Jordan, I don't have a problem with X, Y, and Z, I would have said, well, do you have a problem with the front office? I think that the answer to that question would have been really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I keep wondering. Okay, so this is the problem. How do we fix the problem? Mm-hmm. And that's what I would want to know. He cites Curly Neal and Lombardi and Favre and Bart Starr and the people and the teammates. Why would you give that up because of one or two people? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You don't play with them. You may see them. You don't have to talk to them. I didn't like members of management at ESPN, but I love the people I work with. I would hate to go, oh, I'm just going to give all of this up because I don't like this person. And that's what I wonder. This is the best place for Aaron Rodgers to win.
So we're presuming, though, that his end game is to be out of Green Bay.
I think he's staying.
But here's what I'm saying. Like the presumption, when people hear trade request, right, the presumption is always, well, the guy just wants to be out of there. When I don't think that's always the truth. Like, I think sometimes these things happen as leverage plays. And there's a big part of me, Dan, that thinks, like, he likes the offense he's playing in. He loves Devontae Smith. We know his close relationship with his left tackle, David Bakhtiari. In a lot of ways, Green Bay's much better than the teams we've heard could be interested in trading for him, right? Much better spot for him. And he can cement his legacy forever there.
Yeah.
So what if
Denver's going to have to give up first-round pick? Why would he want to go to Denver?
And that's the thing. That's the question I'm asking. So what if the end game here isn't so much I want out, it's I want you to change the way you're doing business. And if it takes me threatening to leave, me threatening not to show up, I'm going to push every button that I possibly can push to try to get you to change the way that you do business. So over the next 2 or 3 years, I have the best shot to win a championship. And let's play this hypothetical out. Was it worth it going through all of this if it means Julio Jones in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. So if it was a leverage play and it gets the Packers to move off their spot and go get Julio Jones. And again, they'd have to move around a lot of things to make that happen. You know, like they'd have to do a lot of what Tampa's done, quite frankly, to get Julio Jones in. But I mean, you would be adding a top shelf weapon who's on the same timetable as Aaron Rodgers, doesn't have a ton of time left. Right. And Julio would be coming into an offense he's familiar with, because the head coach in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, was the quarterback's coach in Atlanta when Julio went to the Super Bowl. So I just think in a lot of different ways, like, you know, if you look at what Aaron Rodgers is trying to do here, I mean, maybe he wants out under the current circumstances, but maybe his ideal is that I want to change my circumstances here. And if it takes me threatening leaving to change those circumstances, then I'm willing to do that.
By the way, my sneaky MVP this year, you want to guess?
Justin Herbert.
No. Sneakier than that.
Joe Burrow?
Not that sneaky. Matthew Stafford.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. Hey, look, what was Jared Goff before Sean McVay got his hands on him? I mean, Jared Goff looked like a train wreck in year one, and Sean McVay turned him around right away. So, I mean, Stafford's a good quarterback to begin with. I think it makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. By the way, what level of sunburn do you have? 1 to 10.
I think it's the lights, actually, but I don't have a sun. I just tan really well. It's a strength of mine, Dan.
Well, the shirt, I think, also kind of adds a little bit more of a
that's a fair a assessment. Hue. Yeah, I think I've got a little too much shine. Like this light over here, I moved it. It got moved by my kids. It got just kind of like moved off a little bit.
Yeah.
And so it's hitting my head in a certain way where I've got like some shine going there. So I'm not sunburnt right now, but I do tan really well. So and you'll be able to see that over the next few months.
And I look forward to that. Yeah, I look forward to seeing your tan.
Ask Eisen. Eisen will tell you how well I tan.
I want to see your tan lines. That's really what I want to see. Yeah, right now. Yeah, take off your shirt right now.
That's your endgame here, huh?
Yes, it is. You're going to be officially off the air now. Okay.
So I can say whatever I want then. So in 30 seconds when Todd talks to me,
like right now, we're just a couple of guys talking.
Okay.
No, don't say anything. Because then you're going to rip like Jason Lockenfora, or you're going to rip, you know, Shefty. So I don't want you doing that.
I'm going to say I want out. I'm going to say I want out, right?
Just of that room. You want out of that room right now because the lights are too shiny. Albert, thank you, as always.
All right, great. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate
Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter and lead strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. We'll take a break. Play of the Day is up next. Phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Giannis to Forbes. Another three-pointer. Bango Brin! My goodness! He's 5 for 5 in the game. He's hit 4 threes. Bucks up 41-15.
That's your play of the day. Anybody want to guess where Brin Forbes went to college? I'll give you 2 guesses because he went to 2 different colleges. Paulie?
First of all, last night was the first time I ever saw him play. Second of all, his name sounds like a Real Housewives of Orange County. Third, I have no idea.
Okay. McLovin?
Forbes makes me think of Forbes magazine, therefore Wharton Business School.
Wharton School of Business? Probably not. I don't know how good their basketball team
is. Good guess, though.
Yeah, of course. Great guess. Seton, where did Bryn Forbes go to college?
Wake Forest.
No. Todd Fritz.
New Mexico State.
No. A Big Ten school and a school that gave us one of the great nicknames in NCAA history. Yes, McLovin?
Purdue, Big Dog Robinson?
No. Not bad. Michigan State and Cleveland State, where Mouse McFadden came upon the scene. And was that Kevin Mackey was the head coach at Cleveland State?
They were a big thing that year.
Yeah, that was Bucks Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, the everyday supplement that helps men stay strong, lean, energized. Go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. By the way, if I'm Julio Jones, why do I want out of Atlanta? I'm getting paid. I got an explosive offense. We got another weapon. So I got Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley, and me. That's pretty good. I don't have to be the main guy. And I'm going to make $15 million. If I'm the Falcons, yeah, I'd trade Julio Jones. What am I, you know, I'm going to get salary cap relief, and what am I going to get in return? Can I get a decent draft pick? Yeah, Paulie.
That's a great question. I wish someone would ask Julio Jones.
Oh boy. what a bizarre day yesterday. I mean, you got Julio on, you might as well ask him a follow-up. Like, you've already put him on, and he probably doesn't know he's on. Hey, while I got you on and you don't know you're on, how about I ask you, why do you want out of Atlanta? Yeah, Seton.
But does it feel like Atlanta fixed 4-12 in the offseason?
I thought that they were a potential playoff team last year. When the season started, I thought Atlanta could be one of those sneaky playoff teams. They had some hard, you know, some tough luck losses in there. They were just good enough, I think, to be competitive, but not good enough to be a playoff team. That's an interesting offense that you have there. I don't know. But I think we solved it. Julio Jones goes to the Packers, and Jordan Love goes to the Falcons. Yeah, McClubbin.
No, what I hate, we have all these great fits, and then Breer has to bring up salary cap.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The Rams would be nice for Julio, too. And
yeah. The good old days where we never had to worry about that salary cap stuff. A couple of phone calls here. Dan in Ohio. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program. What do you have for us?
Mr. Patrick, how are you this morning, sir?
Spectacular.
Oh, fantastic. I just wanted to call and tell you guys thank you. I've been listening for a number of years. I'm Dan in Toledo. You guys have kept me sane through this whole crazy thing, working from home. Paulie Seton, Fritzy, McLovin, you guys are great. And Seton, you've got the best laugh in the business. Keep it up. And Dan, I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate that. Seton, give Dan a laugh.
If he said something funny, I would have.
Oh, that's funny.
Dan in Toledo.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice. Doug in Ohio. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Doug.
Good. I just want to tell you guys thanks. I was in Cleveland Clinic, and I received a liver, and I listen to you guys every day. You helped me make through a hard time, and I just want to say thank you, Dan, and Danettes. It was great.
Well, Doug, stay on hold. I'm going to send you some T-shirts, so thank you. Thank you for the phone call. A couple of nice phone calls to start the day. Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, Paulie.
A hell of a year. New liver, a couple shirts.
Yeah.
Who's better than him?
Yeah. Liver la vida loca. Yes, McLovin.
I say this. All right, this is gonna be, but we do very well with the hospital crowd. People who can't reach a remote have always loved our show.
Oh yeah, house arrest people love us.
Yeah, the less mobility you have for a given period of time, the more likely you are to like our show.
Dad, I had slipped my disc. Right there, the 34th and 37th vertebrae, and caught the show for the first time. Been hooked ever since.
I'm in a full body cast, Dan. I can't get up to change the channel. It's constantly on. Just want to say I love you.
Lost my right hand in a tractor accident. Now I can't find the remote anymore, and I got stuck with you guys, and it's great.
Anyway, about the poll question.
Yeah. The Dan Patrick Show, the number one show for shut-ins. You can't change the channel. We're the right channel for you.
We're not going anywhere.
You lose a limb, we're there for you. The Dan Patrick Show.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.